Hi friends, it's Jillian, and you're listening to In Case You Missed It on Teach Me How to Adult, a podcast on navigating the ups and downs of adulthood, from managing stress and finances to crushing your career and your love life. Tune in every Monday as I share game-changing tips from guests and past episodes that you might have missed. Adulting isn't easy, but we got you. When it comes to sustainability, you don't have to do these huge major life changes to make an impact. It can seem like a really intimidating space to start out in, since there's definitely some very like extreme zero waste role models that can make sustainability just feel totally unobtainable and impossible for average people. But what we've learned is that the smallest actions can make a huge difference, and implementing these really easy swaps in your daily life will go a long way to making our planet a happier, greener place.
When it comes to recycling garbage and green bins, I feel like this is always a really tough one for people. Yeah. But listen to this stat. So the EPA, which is the United States Environmental Protection Agency, they estimate that 75% of the American waste stream is recyclable, but they only recycle about 30% of it.
Wow.
And I mean, we consume so many things on a daily basis, so it can be hard to know what you can and can't recycle. Mm-hmm. So a good place to start would be checking your local city government for a full list of what can and can't go in your garbage, blue bin, and green bins or compost. City of Toronto has an amazing app called the TO Waste app, and it's amazing because if I'm ever questioning an item, I can just literally go in the app, search it, and it tells me where it can go. So check with your city because it is not one size fits all. It gets a little complicated. Mm. But here are some tips. So for recycling, this is universal. It's very important that you actually empty, clean, and dry your recyclables before you put them in the bin. I did not know this.
I probably found that out like 2 years ago and was like, basically my entire lifetime I've been recycling wrong, and everything that I have now wasted was not recycled.
I know. It's sad. And I guess the whole reason is that if you leave items or food waste in the recyclable materials, it'll spoil other materials. Right. So it just won't be able to be processed. So for a quick list, again, please check your city government, but egg cartons, foam, plastic, and paper, all recyclable. Most styrofoam products, empty aerosol cans, if you can, try to keep the lid on those.
Interesting.
All cardboard boxes, aka your Amazon packages. Paper, metal tins, cans, glass, shampoo bottles, emptied and rinsed. Clear food containers, and Ziploc bags, which I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Also good to reuse your Ziploc bags and rinse them out so that you can get more use out of it.
One of my friends posted recently that like immigrant life is knowing when your family like washes out Ziploc bags and like containers and keeps using them. And I'm like, I feel that. We've always done that. But these days people use things once and then never again.
One other thing that's important to know, if you're a big Nespresso lover, as am I, you can't recycle your Nespresso pods in your blue bin, unfortunately. But Nespresso has an amazing recycling program, and they'll give you prepaid postage bags, so they make it really, really easy for you.
Then in terms of things that have to go in the garbage, paper coffee cups with plastic linings. This one, I think a lot of people didn't realize, including us till recently, but unless it's marked recyclable or compostable, it has to go in the garbage. So that's the cup itself. Most lids and sleeves can be recycled. Black plastics, interestingly, has to go in the garbage. Tin foil, plastic wrap, chip bags, and then this one blew my mind, wine corks. Like that shit seems recyclable or compostable. Like it's a cork.
I thought it could be, green bin.
Nope, garbage. No. I've been doing that wrong my whole life. So now we know. Knowledge is power.
Some wineries will take your corks, like if they have a recycle program, and then they'll like wash them and reuse them. So something to keep in mind too with the corks.
And then in terms of green bin and compost, this is also quite a new world for me because my condo building doesn't have composting. So I've never really engaged in it. In terms of what you can compost or put in the green bin, your plant babies that did not survive, rest in peace to every plant I've ever loved and owned.
No.
Pretty much all food waste. This is one that you might have to check with your city, as some do have restrictions on animal droppings, meat products, dairy stuff. But most, including Toronto, do accept regular food waste, fruits, veggies, meats, everything. Just not the containers. It has to be the actual food product. Lots of cities do accept animal waste in a compostable bag, organic kitty litter, but not non-organic kitty litters.
Fun fact.
Diapers, which crazy, wild.
Super gross, but okay.
Yeah, there you go. Coffee grounds for sure. I always put coffee grounds just straight in the garbage and I should be composting that shit. So, and then paper coffee filters as well. And if you are like me and you live in a condo that doesn't have composting, this is something that you can talk to your board or your property management about, getting a green bin on site. If enough people in your building mm-hmm. come together and vote for that, you could actually make a change for hundreds of people in your building. Or if that's not feasible, you can check if your city offers composting pickups for those who don't have access, and some will come by and do mass pickups. Plant a garden. We all know this, but plants Yay. Naturally clean the air and the ground, and bees also need all of the support that they can get right now. Help the bees. Mm-hmm. So planting flowers can really help save the bee population and provide a nice food source for them. And you can also like grow and regrow a lot of food scraps into brand new fresh produce. I freaking love doing this. The best ones at work, even for like indoor windowsills, are lettuce, celery, and green onions. So you just start by taking the scraps, placing them in a cup of water so that the base of the plant is covered, and then change the water every other day, and you will see that roots will begin to sprout, and you can transfer it then into a pot of soil with proper drainage, and boom, you just grew a freaking plant.
So. That's so cool. When you told me that, I was like, my mind was blown. Yeah. I'm going to try that this weekend. Yeah. So
I think you can cool. do it with asparagus too. It's just like really cool. I mean, if you have like legit outdoor space, lots of people are making badass gardens and growing their own produce, but yeah. this is a way to do it in your fridge.
That's the beautiful thing. Like you could just do like basil plants and yeah. things like that in your windowsill and not have to like, you know, mm-hmm. it's hard. If you're in a condo, you don't really have a lot of space.
Also, if you're in a condo and you don't have any outdoor space and you have really crappy lighting, no worries. Try an aero garden. They are so freaking great. And for like $150, which, you know, I know that seems like an investment, but imagine how much you save on produce. You can do herbs. You can do like tea herbs. You can do produce. And it's all in a very contained space that has a light that was designed to grow plants. So it's pretty foolproof, even for someone like me. Thanks for starting your week with us. If you enjoyed today's In Case You Missed It, check out the episode description or show notes to find the full episode. It would mean so much if you would subscribe and leave a comment or a rating. It really helps grow the show. And you can follow us on Instagram at teachmehowtoadultmedia or on TikTok at teachmehowtoadult for more hot tips. See you next time.